B-Pod Studios.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Radio. My name's Weirdbeard, filling in for James and Robbie Landis as they're off because it's Christmas break. That means that we're bringing you a best of show with some of our best content for the past couple of months. Remember, if you've ever missed anything on our show, it's real easy to get caught up. All you have to do is head over to our website at checkpointxp.com. There you can find not only our radio show, but all of the awesome stuff that we publish on our YouTube channel and Checkpoint XP on campus, your home for esports in the collegiate scene. We've got you covered. Coming up still, we've got our date night hot sauce box competition, as well as the Resident Evil movie cast and whether it's worth going and seeing. But right now, let's check in on what AOC was streaming when she was talking to over 500,000 people.
The big story this past week is about a United States representative that launched a Twitch channel. How did viewership of the stream go when a politician took to Twitch to encourage gamers to vote? That is where we're going to get started this week. We're just a little ways away from what may be one of the most important elections in our lifetime. With such an important election on the horizon, politicians and candidates are on the lookout for ways to reach new potential voters. Well, United States Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, as she's become known, took to Twitch to encourage gamers to vote and get involved in the democratic process. Now, we want to hear from you on this topic, so give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know what your thoughts are on AOC starting a Twitch channel and streaming to encourage gamers to get involved in voting. Now, how did the stream actually go? Well, Robbie Landis is here to fill us in on that.
Yeah, so now this isn't the first time that politics have tried to find their way in some way, shape, or form onto Twitch to use their platform to reach a new audience, right?
I mean, Donald Trump was banned earlier this year.
Yes, he was. Bernie Sanders has his own Twitch channel that you know, they basically just put reruns of like their rallies and videos and stuff like that on. This is the first time, I think, that a politician has actually attempted to, in what at least seems like a genuine way, engage with people on the platform. So AOC was actually joined by fellow representative Ilhan Omar, as well as online personalities like Hassan Piker, Pokimane, Dr. Lupo, Disguised Toast, Moist Critical, Myth, MXM Tune, and Jacksepticeye. So
we got some pretty big name streamers on there.
Big name Pokemon, streamers.
Pokimane, Dr. Lupo?
Yeah, are both big. And then yeah. Hassan Piker, who is like another political kind of like commentator and everything, mm-hmm. he streams on Twitch consistently. Mm-hmm. Like between them and Jacksepticeye and Myth, I think they had to have an audience of like, combined.
Speaking of the audience, I will let you know, actually. So
Weird. Look at that. Robbie Landis is on the
AOE's
job.
Personal stream herself peaked at 439,000 viewers.
Ooh, wow. And let me put that in perspective. That's not 439,000 total over the entire time. That's at one time.
At one point. That's
so
right.
She had just under 500,000 viewers.
At a single moment in life watching her.
Yep. And if you then add in the 200,000 viewers watching the other various streamers' channels, they had over 600,000 concurrent people watching at once.
I mean, that means at least like 1.5 million people had to have tuned in.
If not more. So AOC actually now holds third place for the most concurrent viewers on a single channel.
Woo! So it sounds like she did well.
Yeah, she did well. Yeah. She only comes in behind Shroud's return to Twitch and Ninja when he streamed with Drake. So the whole point of the stream and why this was different from anything that, you know, Bernie or Donald Trump have ever, you know, tried to stream to Twitch before, is she wasn't here to try and like hold her own rally or, you know, talk about what's on her agenda or what she's going to do. The whole idea here was to play Among Us, which is a game we've talked about before, you know, where the whole point is to, you know, vote people off. There's a monster among you who's trying to kill everybody.
The imposter.
And you have to try and, you know, tell people who you think it is and vote people out. So the whole idea here was just to encourage people to go and vote. Whoever you're going to vote for, just do it.
And she sounded so like, let's listen to her, but she sounded at home being able to play this.
I am so nervous, though. I really, really, really hope that I don't get imposter first.
A few minutes later.
Is there a way to mute myself?
Yes.
That's her having to be the imposter that kills people.
In the very first game.
Oh, man. Icon,
no.
You can click it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I knew it. Oh my gosh. Guys, I'm so scared. What do I do?
And then she just kills somebody.
That's funny, her reaction.
How do I get in there?
And then she self-reports the body and tells everybody that she kills them and then
she's
finds
taking
them.
A plane right out of Weirdbeard's book.
I think, yes. Like, my favorite take out of this is I feel encouraged to see a representative who feels bad killing video game characters, because then, like, they won't feel so bad about killing people in real life or anything like that. So
that's a good take.
I mean, like, she's funny. I think, like,
relatable.
Yes, relatable. And watching this, it's in such stark contrast to seeing other, like, old geezers that are in Congress and the House, like, testifying to Facebook, like, why can't my kids get my emails anymore? And then you see somebody like AOC get on and have 500,000 viewers and knows how to play a video game. Like, I don't know. It was really cool to be able to see those two worlds kind of converge.
Okay, and I think we got it. We have at least a caller on the line here we're going to get to right now.
Yeah, I definitely think it was a genuine thing. I mean, she's got skills, right? You saw her, you know, play with some of the best. She took some folks out in Among Us, and she got a lot of young people to vote for the first time, which is really inspiring.
I think, like, so as somebody who watched it, did it come across as genuine? Because I think that's the one thing that a lot of politicians getting into Twitch fail to do, is come across as people that, like, understand what Twitch even is to begin with.
Yeah, no, it was definitely genuine. I mean, she knew the lingo. It definitely was different from, you know, your marketeers that jump into Twitch streams at times, right? You know, it honestly seemed like she had more fun gaming and almost forgot to remind people to vote. So the other streamers were actually doing the lion's share of that work. It was really cool. You know, if you're not a gamer, you know, we'll sniff you out, right? If you're not, you know, genuine about it, but people will know. So I think she was being herself, but, you know, some other politicians, I don't think they could get away with that. But, you know, as far as using Twitch as a platform to get your message out, if you're doing it just as that, that's fine. But don't try to pretend to be a gamer when you aren't.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Nadia. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So not too bad for a United States representative, third most concurrent viewers on a single channel. Now, another unlikely person was recently streaming on Twitch as well. We'll let you know what happened when Sacha Baron Cohen streamed as Borat on Twitch in just a second. Because now it's time for this.
Time is up! Oh my god!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
Last Sunday saw the semifinals of the League of Legends World Championship, where Suning took on Top Esports, while Suning eventually pulled out the win over Top Esports. The real winner of it all is Alienware, a PC company that was doing a giveaway for people who had perfect pick'em brackets for the tournament winners. Before the semifinal games, 193 had correct brackets, which would have left Alienware on the hook for 193 gaming rigs that cost upwards of $5,000 apiece. Wow. After this match, however, only 12 people were left standing going into the finals with perfect brackets still intact. What a close shave for Alienware, as that would have been an expensive payout, and are sure happy that Suning were able to pull out the win.
Now, here's the crazy thing. Those PCs that they were giving away are the ones that the players are playing on at Worlds. So you know that they are like the Rolls Royces of PCs.
What a sweet PC to walk away with. But luckily for Alienware, that didn't happen. They would have been on the hook for a ton of cash. Now, Suning are on to the finals to take on Damwon in the World's 2020 Finals. Remember, if you ever miss a close shave of the week, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about some unlikely faces you see streaming on Twitch, like United States Representative AOC streaming to the third largest concurrent audience. Well, Hollywood actor Sacha Baron Cohen's character, Borat, made an appearance on stream with Dr. Lupo recently to promote his new Borat movie that just hit Amazon Prime. Robbie, what went down with Borat on Twitch?
It was a lot different than what we saw with AOC, who actually played video games. I don't think anyone knew what to expect here, but the idea was that Dr. Lupo was challenged by the number one gamer from Kazakhstan, Borat, and he came on
the way, that's, you know, how what? Presented
just,
it?
Yeah, just roll the clip.
Yeah, here
just
we
roll
go.
The clip.
I'm hanging out. I got a message that you wanted to play some video games. You challenged me to a 1v1.
Yes. You play with yourself?
Of course.
I that's a different website, I think.
You play with yourself for young man to watch. Wah wah wee wah. I want to watch. Please, where are you from?
I miss the wah wah wee wah.
That's yeah, that's definitely not this site.
What?
And so, I mean, like, it was funny.
It was. No actual gameplay happened. It was just a lot of Bo Rat.
The kind of Bo Rat doing the Bo Rat thing.
Yeah,
he was wearing super tiny shorts, and he'd keep standing up, and he'd be like,
oh.
Do you see me?
Yeah, he's sitting in front of a computer from, like, 1991 that probably needed, like, a floppy disk to go into it or something.
Well, no wonder they couldn't actually play.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it was fun, obviously. The only thing that I question is, you know, whether or not this was, like, I guess the right place for it. I mean, you know, Dr. Lupo does stuff like, charities for, you know, like children's hospitals and stuff like that. And
where
so,
would you say Dr. Lupo ranks in terms of streamers?
I mean, he's definitely up there. For sure. You want to know who and obviously this wouldn't work because of, you know, recent bannings, but you know who I think would have actually been perfect for this sort of interaction with? Bo Rat and Dr. Disrespect. I think that would have been the team up.
No, Dr. Disrespect is so hyper masculine that he would have been like weird about it and been like, oh, no.
That's fine.
I don't know.
No, that's what I would have liked to
see. That's what you would have liked to see?
Absolutely. I would have loved to see that.
Still coming up on Checkpoint Radio, Sarah Silverman met her latest boyfriend playing a video game. What video game was it? Plus, streamers were robbed live on stream. Over $30,000 worth of stuff was taken from their apartment, and it was all caught live. Who was it, and were they okay? Find out after we talk about FaZe Banks, the head of the FaZe Clan organization, pissing off both Sony and Microsoft at the exact same time. What did he say? Find out next on Checkpoint XP Radio. From the creators of Rock Band and Dance Central comes Fuser, a nonstop digital music festival where you and your friends control the music. Combine vocals, beats, and melodies from over 100 songs, and then share your amazing mixes and headlining performances. Available now for consoles and PC. Visit Fuser.com to become a DJ today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.